Good evening. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. Today is September 9th, and I can't believe that we are already into the fall months. I have a great guest tonight. Her name is Mary Lou McIntyre, and we are going to be discussing regressions and how to heal. And we're going to have Mary Lou on again, probably sometime during the winter months, but let's get to know her. Mary Lou says that loving every minute of life and everyone around you continually reinforces life and helps to achieve immortality. She has written a book, and she also is talking about an adventure into the realms of the paranormal and how she's learned about life, about the here and the hereafter. This never-ending quest to get questions answered enhances the meaning of life and helps others achieve purpose and contentment, and she does help them do that through her consultations. Both the skeptic and the truth seer can glimpse new worlds through her experiences. Surviving and sending love to the world is a great gift, but it can be the hardest for us to receive. That's very true. Good evening, Mary Lou. How are you doing tonight?
Good evening, Elizabeth. I'm doing just fine. It's delightful to have this opportunity to talk to you and your friends.
Well, we're talking to the world. We're opening our hearts to the world, and we're finding out about you and your work. You're located in Arizona. Is that not true?
That's correct, yes.
So how and when did you get started on all this quest for the truth that we all seem to have to go through in our lifetime?
Well, I think I came in searching for the truth, because when I got to be about 7 years old, I started looking for God. And I know that's rather unusual for a seven-year-old. My family was not religious and didn't go to church, and as a matter of fact, rather poo-pooed it. And but when I got old enough to be able to take the bus, I started going to churches. Like I say, looking for God, I just felt there was something out there that could guide us and help us to be kind and, and godly.
And, it's also an instinct, don't you think? An instinct for us to want the unionship and the oneship that you feel when you get into deep meditation?
Absolutely. It's a great loss when you, come into this planet. You lose the beatific attitude and lifestyle that you have in spirit. And or maybe I signed a contract that I wouldn't incarnate here unless the masters or divine intelligence contacted me once I got down here.
I also feel, Mary Lou, that perhaps you had a sort of a mission to be a guide to other people and to be a counselor in the work that you do now. And that might have just been the very beginning of it. I think it's wonderful that you started at seven. I wish I could have started that early, but I guess I started earlier. It's important to know that there's life after death. What do you have to say about that?
In my book, Life is Forever, Get Used to It, I provide proof and evidence of survival by relating the communications from departed loved ones to their families, the survivors.
And, can you give us an example?
Well, let's see. Many times, people would be, it was through a medium who was scientifically tested around the world and proven genuine. And he would go into trance and call out a person's name who was in attendance at the meeting. And they would stand and acknowledge that, maybe it was just their first or second time there. And then the entranced medium would call out the name of the individual that was trying to communicate to prove survival. And
call out the name of the disincarnate being, of the spirit that may have been a relative of that person or a friend of that person, some kind of a connection.
Exactly. Okay. And the person in attendance would, verify, acknowledge some kind of proof or evidence, like they'd be given an address of where the departed one had lived prior to, you know, passing away.
So in other words, the departed spirit, the disincarnate being, would let the audience know that they were absolutely there, because they would say something that would be totally unknown to the medium.
Exactly.
The information that they gave is unknown to the one that's bringing through the message.
Exactly. Like, that's one case, a gentleman was standing and his wife came through and said that her favorite dress was, and she described the dress, and the man just broke down in tears, and he said he was holding that dress earlier that day and crying over her.
Oh.
Now, that's phenomena. You know, I mean, that's...
That is. And it's happened in many, many ways. I don't know if you remember the actress Ida Lupino, but
her
father died suddenly, and they had some important insurance papers that he had hidden. And he came back through and told her where they were.
Oh, my
God.
That's
how she found out that there was the other side. And I think it's wonderful that we have these experiences, Mary Lou, and I'm finding that it's happening more frequently since we've come into this new millennium and we've received these new higher energies.
Absolutely. And it's I think it's so important that people be aware that there is no death, that there is just survival. And I think they would improve the quality and the kindness of their lives, knowing that what they are able to achieve during this lifetime is what they take with them. They don't automatically sprout wings.
They take their guilt, they take their mind, and they take with them what they have achieved.
Absolutely.
Now, you've written a book. This one, the first book, I know you've written two, but I wanted to talk about Life is Forever, Get Used to It. I love the title. Can you tell us a little bit about that book?
Well, that is the book where I do provide the proof and evidence of survival after physical death. And it involved my experience in coming into contact with infinite intelligence through this medium that I spoke of that was scientifically tested and proven genuine.
Okay, but what about your own experiences? Have you had visions or messages from the other side yourself?
Yes, I have. I started once I got into spiritual development. I was as psychic as a doorknob, I have to tell you. When I first was introduced to, you know, phenomena
and
karma and reincarnation and all these concepts that began to help me understand the reality of life and why things happen and how they happen and how to make them happen if you want to.
That's called creating your own reality. And now we have the teachers like Deepak Chopra, Oprah, and Louise Hay that teach us how to create our own reality, because we haven't really learned it too well.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what I attempted to help stimulate within people in my books, the steps on how to create perfect harmony with infinite intelligence and divine love.
This book on Amazon.com? Is it available on Amazon?
Yes, they are both available on Amazon. And what's the other one? Begins with a B. Well,
Barnes & Noble.
Borders. What?
Barnes and Noble,
yes.
Yeah, Borders is gone. Let's talk a little bit about your background and credentials, Mary Lou.
Okay.
Tell us about your credentials.
All right. I didn't really get into any of this development work and realization of you know, the psychic world, the paranormal, and all of that, until I had virtually raised my four children. And then one day a fellow came into the scientific testing laboratory that I worked in, and I happened to be in the front office. And this gentleman asked for me by my name. Mm-hmm. And he was a total stranger, but I figured he was there to sign up for a test. And, but then he introduced himself and said that he had been to this, psychic church that was just a few blocks away from where I was working and living, actually. And, he said he had put a message into his master teacher, through this medium. The master came through and asked him if he would do the master's a favor, which he agreed to do. And then he was given my name, my full name, and the address where I work, and asked to go and get me and bring me to the, you know, to the next meeting.
That's deep.
Yes, I know it.
But what that really means, and people don't understand it, I'd like to explain it a little bit, Mary Lou, is that your inner being, your inner essence, your blessed higher self was yearning to know God. And therefore, he had put some kind of a signal out to bring in people that needed the guidance, and they connected midair, and that's called an etheric electronic connection, actually, like plugging a lamp into the wall. And he got your name because you gave permission. That's very important to hear, audience. Mary Lou gave permission for this to happen through her blessed higher self, and the man that came to her received the request and honored it. That's absolutely terrific. This is what we're coming into in this 21st century, is telepathic response. Mary Lou, that is an excellent example of telepathic response.
Right, and it was so, you know, for me, not being aware of anything having to do with the psychic world, I thought, oh, sure, that's a great story. You know, I didn't believe it.
Well, you know, we're going to play a song by Elaine Silver called In the Flow. And that's how I would describe this wonderful experience you had. The telepathic responses that we receive if we're in trouble, if a child is upset and we need to know about it, or if we're searching for something and the answer comes from being in the flow. So let's listen to Elaine tell us about being in the flow.
As I change the way I feel, and I know the presence in a real release, I am being healed.
I can see. This is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out, and that was Elaine Silver telling us about In the Flow. She's such a beautiful singer, and she writes all her own music. It's a beautiful song. My guest tonight is Mary Lou McIntyre, and we are discussing not only regression in past lives, but future lives and life after death. Welcome back, Mary Lou.
Thank you. It's sure good to be here.
And I'd like to talk now about Fast Road to Happiness, The Journey into Now. Tell us a little bit about that book.
Well, I'd be delighted to. After coming into contact with infinite intelligence and purpose, and beginning to understand karma and reincarnation, and researching the paranormal almost worldwide, I began to realize that there had to be a way to help create healing within people other than what they do in hospitals, you know, the cut and sew kind of healing.
You mean spiritual healing is what you mean. Energetic healing or spiritual healing.
At the time, I didn't know what it was called. this was like 40 years ago, and people didn't talk about their dreams.
Oh, I know.
Let alone you know, a spirit communication or anything, certainly in this, you know, side of the world that we live in. And so I was putting out for a method, you know, to my guides to help me develop some kind of technique that could help generate spiritual healing. And I started getting dreams of my past lives.
Oh, that's great. That's called penetrating the veil. So somehow through your prayers and through your faith, you were able to penetrate the veil about your own soul. That's a gift.
Well, that's right. But I was rejecting it. I was saying, no, I don't want to know about my past lives. I'm having enough trouble coping with this lifetime. Now, come on, let's get on with some kind of healing technique here. And so this went on for several months, and I finally realized the key to the healing that I was reaching out for came or started from past life experiences.
There you go, and that's called the point of power.
Right, and this is something that I think the medical and certainly the psychological field is completely overlooking in their healing process, the fact that we have lived before and we do carry traumas and phobias in our cellular memory lifetime after lifetime until it can be released.
Right, well, and part of the key of releasing it, of course, not only is meditation, but past life regression, because when you regress back to a painful period where you have experienced a trauma and you relive it, you can do something called change history, and you can remove the trauma with your mind and take that off your body. For example, let's take vertigo. Supposing you were climbing a mountain and you were killed and you have a fear of heights in this lifetime. You can go back to that lifetime and be climbing that mountain and see yourself fall and be caught by angels or do something to change the trauma that was felt when it actually happened. And when you come out of that regression, which is a little bit of hypnosis as well as going back, when you come out of that regression, that fear will be gone. And we can't explain it. We don't know why or how it happens, but it does happen.
That's right. Now, I do conscious regressions. I do not do hypnosis at all.
Okay.
So the person consciously gets out of the body, and I lead them through the time-space continuum, and we link up with higher intelligence.
That is hypnosis. That is hypnosis, Mary Lou.
Well,
the person is going through in an altered state. That's all.
Yeah. Okay. So anyhow, that's, viewing, going to the lifetime, which you call the point of power, and seeing what caused the trauma or the fear that got locked in at the time of passing that they carried forward in their cellular memory, and they can release it, realizing that it has nothing to do with here and now. And as a matter of fact, I even tell people they don't really need to be regressed if they could just recognize that there's something in their behavior that's irrational or addictive or something like that, that they should get rid of. They should just get rid of it. They don't even have to know the source
people need help with that. And the reason
need
help with that is because they're born with a soul, what we call weak, or a soul that doesn't have enough structure of light. So they're trying to come into the light and change their habits, and therefore they do need some help and guidance. What is the best healing conscious regression you've ever given?
Well, let's see. I'll tell you the one where there was really a miraculous healing that took place. I was on tour in Honolulu, Hawaii, and serving a group over there. And this woman came in, had made an appointment for a regression. She came in to my studio, And she was walking on two canes. She was terribly crippled.
Oh, my. And
I could tell that each step was really painful to her. And she sat down and proceeded in trying to tell me how to do regressions. And so, you know, she was a very, very tenacious, controlling.
So what happened?
So what happened was she moved back, we got together and moved back to a lifetime in Egypt when she was one of the spiritual healing dancing girls in one of the temples at that time, where they used music and motion and color.
It was like
and
a belly dancer type of thing.
Yeah, only it was in the spiritual realm for healing, you know, helping people to flow with rhythm.
So,
and
could be a diva, a whirling diva? Is that what they were called?
Kind of, yeah. Well, actually, a temple goddess is what she was considered.
And she was a teacher as well as a dancer.
Yes. And she became so enthralled with all the adoration that was being poured on her technique that she forgot that she was there to help create healing energies for people and just started focusing on what she could do to stimulate greater adoration and gifts and that type of thing.
Uh-huh.
And so one day she did get herself into a position where her legs locked and she couldn't get out of the position. They had to literally carry her away from the audience, the attendants that were there, you know, carry her off.
Well, it was kind of, she kind of got into the ego is what you mean.
Oh, absolutely. And yeah,
she got
locked into
she got into what's called, Mary Lou, it's called desire. And when a spiritual person gets caught into something called desire, then they lose their power. There's a wonderful book about that. It's called Initiation by Elizabeth Haish. And it would be good for our listeners to learn about that book as well. It really describes this process that we're talking about in Egypt.
Wonderful. Well, of course, all the adoration and gifts stopped flowing to her because she was no longer, as you say, entertaining the people. And so she died just a mean, crippled old lady.
Oh, that's true.
And that's what was locked in her memory.
So that's the person that came in with the canes. After she had this realization, what happened to her body?
She, when she came back, we were still, you know, just returning from, the regression. Mm-hmm. And, she said, while, experiencing the, you know, the point of power, re-seeing what she had done, she realized that it had been her ego and pride that had caused this. And she broke down and literally, cried during the regression and just released it all. And
that's called surrender.
Yeah, and she like apologized to herself and, you know.
Oh, that's so wonderful.
Then when we came back, you know, came fully back and she was fully back into her body, she pushed away from the table and I swear to God, Elizabeth, she danced around the room. No canes, no nothing. Well, she couldn't believe it and she broke out singing and, I mean, it was really a miraculous healing. And she picked up her canes and, you know, carried them under her arm and walked out the door.
Well, that's wonderful. I had a similar experience with somebody that had heart trouble in Hawaii, and they had regressed to a painful experience with their parents. And the heart, when she went back to the doctors in California after our intensive, she didn't have any signs of any heart problems at all. And it stayed with her. The healing stayed with her.
Yes.
What is the most important lesson you've learned from your research, Mary Lou?
Well, let's see. I think probably the most general important lesson is that it certainly behooves one to live according to the golden rule. This was after I found out about karma and that we are responsible for everything that happens in our lives. We can't blame mommy and daddy or a minister or God even. We bring it on ourselves. We were created in perfection in the image of God, which is the reflection of perfection, I would say.
Reflection of unconditional love. And so forgiveness is good too. An important lesson is to understand that we're all here for requests. We're all here to do two things, to love and to serve.
Right.
And that basically is the golden rule. Do unto others what you can do unto them. But the most interesting part, Mary Lou, I don't know if you ever thought of this, is that we're creating our future life by living this life.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we're creating this life as we're living it, too.
Absolutely. We're creating responses from our energetic decisions. The most difficult thing that people have, Mary Lou, is how they react to disappointments and upsets. And, you know, people get vengeful, they want to get even, they want to take care. They don't understand that they brought it on themselves, nor are they ever going to face it or admit it. And, of course, then they create more karma and more pain. Because when you create pain, it comes back to you. When you create love, it comes back to you. It comes back to you in equal portions, and sometimes it comes back to you a little bit stronger, either way. Don't you agree?
Oh, I agree, absolutely. And eventually, the soul does become strong enough to get that knowledge through to the individual. So finally they realize that they have to, you know, stop that behavior. But it's, and learn that they are responsible. That was a really important thing for me.
Very
I
could
never blame my mom or God or anybody that what was going on with me was what I had created. And so I had to change, you know, like almost every concept and preconceived idea that I'd gotten through orthodoxy.
Well, you know what's funny? My big awareness was when I went into astrology. I write astrology columns and I've studied astrology, although I'm not as good as I would like to be. So between that and learning about energetic healing, I have found that our past lives really do show up in the astrological chart. And what we have chosen to come in energetically and experience is in the astrological chart. It's just fascinating, and it all fits together. Everything is in harmony. Everything fits, you know, in certain places, and it's all in timing, and it's all in cycles.
And it's amazing, isn't it? We are like a continuous stream of life, and
we are
all extremely unique. The other major thing that I learned and have been working with is that thoughts are things.
Absolutely.
Thoughts are real. Thoughts
Absolutely.
Are what you, how you create your future and your life and your happiness and your health and everything else.
That's
and
absolutely
so
true.
I had
it's one of my
really,
favorite sayings.
What's that?
Thoughts are things. They're going to hit you in the head. You better be careful.
Yeah, exactly. I thought, whoa, if that's true, I'm really in trouble.
And that's why we can be sensitive and feel when we're under psychic attack. I wrote a book called Psychic Attack, Are You a Victim? And I discuss it in the book. But we can feel somebody sending negative thoughts to us as well as feel somebody sending loving thoughts to us.
Exactly.
We're getting ready to go into a commercial. I want to ask you one more quick question. But let's give out your website first.
All right, it's www.marilou, M-A-R-I-L-O-U, McIntyre, McIntyre.com, and that's my webpage. You can make appointments for readings through the webpage. You can listen to interviews on one of the pages, and see my credentials and the PhD.
Well, the best part about it is that this show, Let's Find Out, is going to be posted on our archives, Mary Lou, and they will have your website at that point. And they can certainly tell their friends, Facebook your friends, and tweet your friends and tell them about the show so that they can get the information that we're sharing here as well. This is Elizabeth Joyce, and Let's Find Out. We're going to go to commercials, and we'll be back, and we'll have more to talk with Mary Lou McIntyre.
Wisdom Magazine is one of the East Coast's largest free publications, with more than 1,000 distributed bi-monthly in three regional areas, New England, New York City and New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. Wisdom is dedicated to opening the people's hearts and minds to the philosophy, products, and services of the new millennium, bringing love, peace, and positive information into the community. Elizabeth writes the astrology column for Wisdom, as well as a weekly astrology update for the Wisdom Magazine website. Visit us at wisdom-magazine.com to view our web edition.
Is it a headache or someone wishing you ill? Is a sudden change in behavior due to drugs or the influence of evil? Do you find it hard to pray, to reach out to God? Psychic attack is more common than one might think and is a malady that can be overcome by specific metaphysical and spiritual treatment. Elizabeth Joyce clearly explains what the symptoms of psychic attack are, where it comes from, how you can overcome the attack, and what simple exercises and meditations you can do to protect yourself from future attacks. She compares psychic attacks from days gone by with their modern counterparts and illustrates with anecdotes and examples. Is there any such thing as a ghost, and can they harm you? Can other people's negative and destructive thoughts harm you? If so, you can take steps to protect yourself from these energies. Although you would seek and find help with any physical emergency, this book, Psychic Attack, Are You a Victim? By Elizabeth Joyce, can be helpful by your learning good spiritual practices for clearing away negative energies and keeping up with the housework of the soul. Then, if something overthrows you, there are some good strategies at hand so you can begin to remove them. Learn what to do as well as what not to do. Elizabeth Joyce is an expert on ghost busting, and she has been to court on many occasions helping people get their money back from the gypsies and so-called psychic stealers. This is a book that you'll want to pick up and keep in your library because it's a how-to book as well as an informative book. Psychic Attack, Are You a Victim? By Elizabeth Joyce is available at Amazon.com as well as the website www.new-visions.com. Be sure to pick up Psychic Attack. You will want to hear Elizabeth's personal story as well as get this great information that could be helpful to you and your family in the future. Psychic Attack, Are You a Victim? By Elizabeth Joyce. Opening your spiritual chakras is the next stage of your physical body's shifting reality. Your body is now merging with your etheric or universal body and the new spiritual chakra centers. You will begin to experience a realm of many vibrant, prismatic colors and dancing energy patterns will emerge. By opening your spiritual chakras and merging with your universal body, you will come together in marvelous ways, and new spiritual powers will begin to emerge into your body system. The chakras are your major energy centers, and they allow you to transform your physical body and integrate with its spiritual body to function properly in the new fifth dimension energies. To accomplish these complex intertwining procedures, the spiritual hierarchy intends to bring forth four additional chakras as soon as possible: the 8th, the 8.5, the 9th, and the 10th. These four new chakra centers will permit you to manage the immensity of multidimensional information inherent to your new physical body. The physical body will be walking in sync with the universal body. In addition, the four spiritual chakras will transform the other 7, thereby allowing them to take on many new responsibilities. Elizabeth Joyce has created a new CD to help you open your spiritual chakras. This is very valuable and is one of the primary ways needed for you to begin the ascension process and work well in the fifth dimension energies that are now coming onto the planet. In addition to the 4 spiritual chakras and the 7 regular physical chakras, there is an extra chakra, the foot chakra, or the 0 chakra. This is your earth grounding center, and it is located at the balls of your feet. Above the crown chakra are 4 more numbers, 8, 10, 11, and 12. The main purpose of these extended chakras, which has always been a part of the energetic field, including our aura, is to enable the individual to tune into his or her inner God self, the divine will, and even the galactic community that surrounds and supports the earth in its evolution. This is a CD that you will want to have and work with on a daily basis between now and December 21st, 2012. It is available here at bbsradio.com under the Let's Find Out page, as well as Elizabeth Joyce's personal website, www.new-vision.com. Be sure to get the CD, Opening Your Spiritual Chakras, with music by Richard Shulman, so that you can advance yourself and find security in these new, wonderful fifth dimension energies. Again, that's www.new-visions.com or bbsradio.com under Let's Find Out.
Elizabeth Joyce of Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com is making 3 books available to us. They will be released in the summer months of 2013. This 3-book series, Opening to Your Intuition and Psychic Sensitivity, Developing Your Sixth Sense, Book 1, 2, and 3, are the culmination of 30 years of her teaching. Elizabeth has been blessed to open up her inner self of intuition and inner guidance, which has been an invaluable and priceless gift. She had many earthly teachers guiding her along the way, beginning with Grammy Hempel, Meg Stettner, Indira Ivey, Louise Hay, Dr. Frank Alper, Dr. Deepak Chopra, Mark Tremblay from Quebec, Canada, Dr. Joseph Shore, and most of all, the living saint, Amici, known as the Hugging Saint. Her inner angels and guides have also been lively and active in sharing a part of her incarnation as well. These lessons in the 3 books have been from many years of experience and rewards greater than anyone can put into words. It was Meg Stettner who asked her to begin to teach this work to others. Meg knew the importance of the truth that came from so many people with similar experiences. Elizabeth has continually been fascinated by those who told their truth and stated that their lives were transformed through a catalyst of blending with intelligence beyond this planet Earth. Learning the chakras, how to apply them, how to go into deep meditations, how to protect yourself from negativity, wrap in white light, and learning to understand the essence of energetic healing has been important to Elizabeth and is invaluable to others as well. Elizabeth has had many exciting inner experiences. Some are shared in these 3 books, but the best is yet to come in her next book, which is her autobiography, Unlimited Realities. Opening to Your Intuition and Psychic Sensitivity, Book 1, will be available mid-June. Book 2, mid-July. Book 3, by September. Be sure to add these valuable teachings to your library. You can get all of them at Amazon.com. This is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out. Let's Find Out is looking for guests for our show on bbsradio.com. This is a special opportunity for you. Do you have a life-changing product or service such as coaching, books, holistic products, workshops, animal psychics, or anything at all that you would like to advertise? Here's your opportunity to prominently present yourself before a worldwide loyal audience of Let's Find Out. A fee is required to be included in this exciting promotional lineup, and the proceeds enable you to be advertised all week on Let's Find Out and Facebook, and to receive your show archive for you to put on your website. Let's Find Out is a life-changing show and home to many groups throughout the world with several worldwide affiliates. We discuss holistic health modalities, energy healing, psychic sensitivity, the paranormal, past lives, keeping healthy naturally, and other metaphysical subjects. We have a great listening audience, and we utilize a 3,000-plus email list every week to promote our guests. This is really a great way to advertise yourself and your business. We send out an email to our extensive fan base promoting your appearance on Let's Find Out. BBS will provide an archive within 24 hours after your show airs, free for you to download and share.
As a guest, you will be able to advertise your appearance on your website blog, as well as to email and invite all your contacts. Let's Find Out will keep an archive of the pod show along with your website link. Let's Find Out will forward any and all email from their listeners to you after the show regarding your airtime so that you can add this to your email and contact list. Let's Find Out thanked you for taking the time to being a guest on our show. To query us, please send us an email to elizabeth.joyce.radio@gmail.com and we will be happy to contact you. Thank you.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com, Station 1. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet radio talk show on the planet. Let's Find Out and our honored guests come to us every other Monday night at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. If you would like to call in and ask a question, please dial 888-627-6008 in the U.S. and Canada. Again, that's 888-627-6008. Now, if you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety, a podcast will be available tomorrow, and you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's BBS Radio. So now, let's find out with our host, Elizabeth Joyce. This is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out. Tonight, in the Metaphysical Book Corner, we offer hidden treasures from past lives. Case studies and action steps assist in resolving issues affecting you now, by Barbara Foltz. Partly spiritual and partly a guidebook for those seeking illumination of their own past, this groundbreaking work is slotted for release in late 2011. Have you ever had a reaction that did not make sense or was stronger than expected? Has your body experienced strange symptoms that seem to have no root cause? Have you had reactions to certain people, places, or situations that cause you to want to connect or instantly disconnect? Of course, we all have. Join Barbara Foltz on a journey unlike any you've ever before taken. With Hidden Treasures from Past Lives, readers experience the rare opportunity to explore experiences from past lives that are actually altering their lives today. A past life regression is a wonderful tool for healing past traumas. When you go back into a past life and you realize the trauma that's causing whatever upset you have now, and you see it within yourself as you go through the past life regression, when you come out of the regression, the trauma is healed. We don't know why that happens, but it seems to happen on many occasions, which is why past life regression therapy is so valuable today. Within the pages of Hidden Treasures from Past Lives, Barbara Foltz offers the chance to discover, challenge, and heal whatever lingers from past lives that can often prevent us from living more full lives now. This is a chance to turn those past life moments into treasures. Author, psychologist, and therapist Barbara Foltz has helped many clients resolve issues that seem to be out of reach if only current life experiences are considered, opening the door to allow the concept of reincarnation to play a part in our healing and growing, provides a path toward a more fulfilling life in this lifetime. Through her unique combination of intuition, energy, psychotherapy, and hypnotherapy techniques, she invites you to go onto a journey into the past. Hidden Treasures from Past Lives, case studies and action steps assisting in resolving issues affecting you in the present moment, by Barbara Foltz. Go out and pick it up or pre-order it on Amazon.com. You'll be glad you did. You will gain some insights about yourself, your life, and we will all find out how to improve ourselves.
Life is our mirror. Life's getting clearer. It may not always give us what we want, but it will always give us who we are.
This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out, and we just listened to Life is Our Mirror by Elaine Silver. Of course, that song is about us looking into our own mirror and seeing our past lives through our gaze, through our eyes. And there's a little secret about that, because if you light a candle on New Year's Eve and you look into the mirror, you can see your soulmate. You just have to give it enough time. In my book, Opening to Your Intuition and Psychic Sensitivity, I discuss that and I have written out the exercise for you to do. So give it a try on New Year's Eve. It's fun. My guest tonight is Mary Lou McIntyre, and we are talking about healing, we're talking about regressions, we're talking about life after death. So, Mary Lou, let's review. You are still giving your past life healing readings?
Yes, I am. I discovered through these interviews on the radio that I could give past life readings, like, over the phone. I always thought I had to see the person or be, you know, in contact with the person in order to give a reading.
Well, that is the way it used to be until the new energies came, Mary.
Well, yeah, yeah. And so the interviewer said, well, let's try it. Okay. And by golly, it worked. So it opened up a whole new vista of service for me because I can now give these past life readings over the phone. And that makes it easier from them.
And, you know, in a way, a lot of people are not going to like that. But in a way, a lot of people are going to like that because they don't have to get dressed. They don't have to leave the comfort of their home. And in my mind, if you're in your own home and you're working this way with yourself, first of all, you have trust. You feel comfortable. You're not in a strange place. You're not with a stranger. And you're just going into yourself without interruption. Don't you think that has strength, Mary Lou?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Everything that you say is, you know, right on. And because a person can be totally relaxed and feel comfortable, they can be more open to receiving the information that I'm able to give them, and they can internalize it and, you know, turn things around to improve the quality of their lives.
What they do is they remove the negative energy, and therefore they get new positive thoughts, which gives them strength instead of weakness.
Exactly. And then that, you know, helps them to accomplish more, realize greater happiness and prosperity.
I want to talk to you personally a little bit. I know you had cancer. Can you tell me, did you use these techniques to overcome your cancer?
Yes, I did. As a matter of fact, it was the first time I got cancer was over 30 years ago, and it was breast cancer. Mm-hmm. And I had, you know, back in that time, they just did radical mastectomies.
Mastectomies, right.
Yeah. And I was scared to death, quite frankly, and realized I was becoming like hypnotized in what the medical profession was telling me as far as the drugs and everything. And
that's
I realized
buying into the lies.
Yes, I found myself doing that, and I thought, no, that can't be right. So I started doing, you know, the healing techniques on myself. To attack these tumors, go somewhere else. Get out of me.
No, you don't send them somewhere else, honey, because they could land on somebody. You disqualify them. You melt them into the light. That's what happens with negativity. You're able to remove it by melting it into the light. It dissipates. It no longer exists.
Right, exactly.
Right.
That is certainly the best way, yes. But what I meant to say is go to where you belong. That's how I did it.
And go to the light.
or dissolve in the light, right.
Right.
And so when I got in for surgery, they found that the tumor, I still had a tumor, but it was encapsulated in like almost like an eggshell. I mean, it was really a hard encapsulation.
And
pardon?
And they just popped it out.
Yes, exactly. And it hadn't gotten into my lymph nodes. I didn't have to have any chemotherapy. You know, so that was miraculous in itself.
That was a blessing.
And then about 3 years ago, I I got pneumonia, and my immune system got really low. And, you know, we always have these cancer cells within us, and when you allow yourself to get really run down or emotionally disturbed, mm-hmm. you know, sometimes that can cause these cells to...
Part of my definition of cancer is eating yourself up alive. So emotionally, emotionally, you found out that that you couldn't do that. So that's
right.
Interesting.
So that's what happened to the other breast. Mm-hmm. And but again, I did the same thing. And again, well, it was much, much smaller. And again, it was encapsulated. So mm-hmm. I didn't need the any chemo or anything like that. So, you know, I still had to have surgery and, you know, medical help. But
of course. And we all need medical help. We need to be stitched up. We need to have our blood stopped if we're flowing. We need medical help. Some of us need medication to keep our bodies in balance and in alignment. And that's important for us to say. But the alternative helps keep it there, helps take away the negativity, and helps it to continue getting worse.
Exactly. That's right.
So do you think that you can control your life? Isn't this proof? What is your happiness? Tell us about that.
Oh, absolutely. My happiness is living on the golf course, hearing the birds, seeing the bunnies, visiting with friends. I'm retired now.
And
it took me a few years after I got here to Arizona to really realize, because I'd been working very heavily on, you know, on the books, mm-hmm. and I finally got that done, and then I had a chance to really sit down and, like you say, flow into the light. Just to be, yeah, and get up if I have to.
There you go. Well, the state of being is the state of just being. I don't know if you have ever been down to, I think it's Yucca, Arizona, or Yuma, Arizona.
Yuma, yes.
There's a wonderful temple there for Mahavatar Babaji, and you might want to take a trip down there and meditate. You really feel a very, very powerful sensations. It's one of the temples on the western part of the world that has the belief system and soul of Mahavatar Babaji, who of course uh-huh. Paramahansa Yogananda taught about when he came over from India in the 1930s, and he's part of Self Realization Fellowship.
Oh yeah,
and those are good things for the audience to know about, because that can help them grow spiritually.
Absolutely.
Well, it's been wonderful having you. It's been wonderful having you on the air, Mary Lou. And this has been a very enlightening evening. And our listeners, I'm sure, have enjoyed it. And again, they can reach you where? Your website?
My website, MaryLouMcIntyre.com.
So it's MaryLou.
I'm sorry, MaryLouMcIntyre.com. And maybe next time, Elizabeth, we can try doing some readings. And,
sure, we'll open the phones. We can do that in the winter. You know, that would be great. People want something to do, and we'll make sure. Perhaps right after New Year's. We'd love to
Wonderful.
Have you back.
And I'm going to try your New Year's experiment.
For the soulmate. Well, good. You'd be surprised at what you see. What happened to me when I did it was I started seeing all the gentlemen that had been in my life, and it went way back, but it started with my father, and I saw every person that I had been involved with. It was very interesting.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, this is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out, and we've come to the end of the evening. I want to tell you that next time I'm on, which will be Monday, September 23rd, we are having Mark Dodich back, our fabulous astrologer, and we're going to talk about the astrology of the fall equinox and what's coming for the rest of 2013 and a little bit of 2014. So be sure that you listen to Mark Dodich. And the website, my website, is www.new-visions.com. And Mary Lou's website is MaryLouMcIntyre.com, which will be up under the pod of this show in the archives. Please get ready for the meditation now. The meditation is called the Inner Psychic, and you're going to go into yourself and see what you can awaken within you. So sit with both feet flat on the floor, spine straight, close your eyes, and here we go. Good night.
Every human being has a purpose in life. Some people want to be scientists. Some people want to be doctors. Some people want to be artists. Some people want to be basketball players. Some people just want to find their soulmate and start a family. Everyone has his or her own desires. Everyone loves to do something and dreams about doing it well. If a person has a good profession, good relationships, a harmonized family, good health and happiness, that person feels successful in the physical life. Satisfaction in one's physical life is important. Many people have this kind of satisfaction, and they are blessed. Some people have this kind of physical satisfaction, yet they are not satisfied. They may feel that something is missing. They begin searching. They feel empty. They feel like they need to search for something, but they do not know exactly what they are searching for. If this resonates with you, I believe that you are searching for your soul's journey. I want you to sit with both feet flat on the floor, take a deep breath, hold your circuits, your thumb and forefinger, and begin to look for your inner psychic, your inner guide that might be able to help you open your heart, hear the truth, in order to go forward with a purposeful life and soul growth. Millions of people worldwide are already on their soul journey. They search for soul secrets, wisdom, knowledge, and practices. They want to know what the spiritual journey is and how to move forward in it. They want to be enlightened and learn how to reach enlightenment. The soul journey is moving forward on your soul and reaching wisdom and inner knowledge. A human's physical life is limited. To live for more than 100 years is great. To live longer than this is extraordinary. A human soul life is unlimited. Soul life is eternal. There is a realization that the relationship between the physical journey and the spiritual journey can be summarized in a one-sentence secret. The physical journey is to serve the soul's journey. If you offer great services to others, if you make others healthier and happier, if you help transform human consciousness, if you contribute to love, peace, and harmony for humanity, the Mother Earth and the universes, as well as our soul sisters and our space sisters, you will accumulate great virtue. Virtue is the record of your services. Heaven records these services. Your great virtue from your good service will uplift your soul standing. Your future lives will be significantly blessed. Your descendants, including your children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, and beyond, will be tremendously blessed. There is a famous ancient spiritual statement: ancestor plants the trees, and descendants enjoy the shade. You will also be helping your ascended timeline chain, the people that have already been on your timeline in your family karma and have passed on and ascended. You will be helping them as well as your future life. On the other hand, if you offer unpleasant service such as killing, harming, and taking advantage of others, heaven also records these unpleasant services. These unpleasant services will profoundly influence you and your descendants in your future lives. This is wisdom, and it's called the wisdom of karma. Having a great success in the physical life is wonderful, but it's not enough. To develop the soul's life is vital. To develop the soul's life is to reach soul enlightenment. To reach soul enlightenment is to uplift your soul standing in the spiritual world. The higher your soul standing is, the more abilities the divine will give you to serve. The more you serve, the higher your spiritual standing will be. Finally, you will become a high-level spiritual being and will move closer and closer into the divine realms. Reaching the divine realms is the ultimate purpose of the spiritual journey. Now sit quietly. Feel that your master is coming. Your soul guide, your higher self, whoever you see, whoever you feel in this meditation. hear him say to you, the higher the realm you reach in heaven, the more profound teaching you will receive from heaven, and the more soul power you are given by heaven on the earth to serve. This is the true path of every spiritual being. Be sure that you are aware of this wisdom, and be sure that you are following the path that's right for you and all those around you. When you listen to your inner psychic, the guidance will always be the best for everyone involved in the situation. And it will come in the right way for the right steps for you to take to enhance your life and grow as a soul and a person. And now we'll have our closing prayer. And now I want you to listen to your inner psychic, your inner being, your blessed higher self, your soul's message. What question do you need to ask your body, your mind, and your spirit? What do you need answered? Ask it now, and then wait for your answer. It always comes, and it comes as the best solution for all concerned. It can come through an email. It can come through a phone call. It can come through a thought. It can come through a dream. But it always comes. And know deep inside that all will be resolved as it should. And now let's have our closing prayer. Everyone in the world should be able to sleep without fear, at least for one night. Everyone should be able to eat his fill, at least for one day. There should be at least one day when hospitals see no one admitted due to violence. By doing selfless service for at least one day, everyone should help the poor and needy. It is Amma's prayer that at least this small dream become realized. Take a deep breath. Surround yourself with the white light and protection of the God Source, and know that you are His, and He is you.